This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament continuing coverage here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show from the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast High School for the opening game of the C2 portion of the tournament, where the top seed and top ranked 22-1 Axtell Wildcats are taking on the 8th seed, the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton, who come in with a record of 16-7 on the year. Doug Duda joined by our producer engineer Grant Sparks for today's broadcast, and glad you're along with us. Axtell has really put together a fine season, and maybe their best win of the season came in the district final over Ravenna, who was number one, now number two, and later today Ravenna will play Sutton. Axtell's only loss came to Minden in the holiday tournament, and Minden earlier today advanced on to the state semifinals in Class C1 with a victory over Fall City. Let's take a look at what has happened so far today, and we'll give you a complete recap. Let's just do that so you know what's going on here at the state basketball tournament. Class A is just getting underway with Grand Island taking on Norfolk. That'll be followed by Omaha Bryan and Creighton Prep at 3:45, Millard South and Lincoln Southeast at 7, Omaha Central and Lincoln High at 8:45. In Class B, South Sioux City beat Sydney 67-55, and Ralston took care of Adams Central 54-42, and the game was never close. In fact, it was 46-20 going into the fourth quarter. Crete and Omaha Scott play tonight at 7. Beatrice and Lincoln Pius X will be playing tonight at 8:45. In Class C1, Shadron defeated Wilbur Claytonia 41-32, and Minden came from behind to beat Falls City 46-41. They'll play tomorrow at 9 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. You'll hear it on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Hastings St. Cecilia is just getting ready to play Takema Herman. You can hear that on 1230 AM KHAS. And then following us here on KKPR, you'll hear Grand Island Central Catholic take on Norfolk Catholic at 3:45. Following our Axtell-Dundee County Stratton game, it'll be Archbishop Bergen and Hardington Cedar Catholic here at 3:45. Then right back here tonight on KKPR, Ravenna will take on Sutton at 7 o'clock. And at 8:45, Burwell will take on Johnson County. In D1, Freeman has defeated Sandhills Thetford 54-43, and Emerson Hubbard has eliminated Humphrey 56-39. Overton and Randolph just about getting to get underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Overton taking on Randolph, and then Humphrey St. Francis will play Exeter Milligan. And finally, in Class D2, Ewing defeated Heartland Lutheran 58-43, and Hay Springs came from behind to win in overtime over Giltner 69-66. Tonight at Lincoln Northeast, Hampton will play Lynch at 7, and Sterling will take on Hayes Center at 8:45. We'll take a break and look at the starting lineups for our game, Axtell and Dundee County Stratton, in 1 minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Good luck, Wildcats!
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And let's take a look now at the starting lineup for today's C2 State High School Boys Basketball opening game. Brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, for the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton, number 11 is a 5'8" senior guard, Grant Jones. He averages nearly 5 points and 1.5 rebounds per ball game. Number 35 is a 6'1" senior, William Matthews, averages 5 points and 2 rebounds. Number 41 is a 6'3" junior, Jordan Feynman. He averages nearly 7 points and 3.5 rebounds. Number 43 is a 6'7" senior, Kendall Glidden. He averages 23 points and 12 rebounds per ball game. At number 53 is a 6'5" freshman, Joe Rentley. He averages 11 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. The head coach is an Axtell graduate, Chris Freeland. He's assisted by Rob Sarkowski. They are 16-7 on the season at Dundee County Stratton. And in the Omaha World Herald, they are ranked 9th in Class C2. To make it to state, they beat Perkins County and Northwest St. Pass in the sub-districts and down Bayard in the district final. This is the first trip to state as Dundee County, which makes up Benkelman, Stratton, Max, and the schools in that area, the communities in that area. Now for Axtell, no change in their starting lineup. Number 14 is a 6-foot senior guard, Lake Farrenbrook. Averages 7.5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Number 20 is a 6-foot senior, Spencer Feck. Averages 11.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. Number 22 is a 6-foot-1-inch senior forward, Trevor Feck. Averages 9 points and 6 rebounds. Number 32 is a 6-foot-1-inch senior forward, James Clark, averages 6 points and 4 rebounds. And number 50, 6-foot-4-inch senior center, Nick Robinson, averages 12 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Axtell Wildcats is Brent Heinrichs, assisted by Scott Wells and Andy Klepper. Axtell is 22-1 on the season, ranked number 1 in the state of Nebraska in Class C2. They are coached, as we said, by Brent Heinrichs, and to make it here, they had no problem defeating Elm Creek and Alma in the sub-districts, and then knocked off the number 1 team, Ravenna, in the district final by a score of 67-60, and now Axtell is number 1. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by 5 Points Bank. It is high school basketball time here for the Prosh Activity Center. It should be a great one as Axtell gets ready to take on Dundee County. No one's really sure how the Dundee County Heights will give Axtell problems, or if it will, or if Axtell can go out and employ their will against the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening tip right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck whippets from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Axtell will actually be wearing their traveling uniforms today as the away team in the wacky bracket, even though they're the number one seed, but it doesn't matter. We'll see how things go, and the opening tip is going to go to Dundee County, and they will have the basketball first. And driving to the baseline and getting an easy layup is going to be Kendall Glidden. So Glidden hits the first bucket of the ball game, and Dundee County Stratton is up by a count of 2-0. Now it'll be the first opportunity here for Axtell, and it looks like they're going to face a zone, maybe a 1-3-1 or a 2-3 zone to start this basketball game, and they haven't seen that a whole lot this year. And into the corner, they'll get it, looking for a three-point opportunity as Trevor Feck. He misses it, or he doesn't miss it. He just passes it off and swings it around to the top of the key. Back up top, Feck. He will try the three, and it rattles in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Glidden. So here comes Dundee County Stratton. Getting them through the first quarter here, as usual, for the underdog will be a big key as they lob it into the big fellow again. And Glidden underneath has it stripped out of his hands. Ball knocked away by Farrenbrook. Farrenbrook will create the steal. Up the floor they come. Take it on the right wing to Spencer Feck. Gives it back over to Farrenbrook to the baseline. Pull-up jumper Clark. He'll hit the eight-footer. And James Clark ties the basketball game at 2. We're 1:10 in and tied at 2 here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, Minden, and all the Minden fans, it looks like, can come over to watch Axtell. This is a full gym, both sides. And here's a steal by Axtell in the backcourt. They're trapping pressure, able to pick up that steal. Spencer Feck on the right wing. And then he tries to throw it inside. Clark does, and it's tipped and knocked away, and Axtell turns it over. So each team with a steal this time around, and Dundee County Stratton will bring it across with their point guard, Grant Jones. But outside of that, everybody is 6'1 or higher, taller, and we've got a double dribble called. The officials that had the Shadron game this morning are here doing our Dundee County and Axtell ball game in Class C2. The winner will advance on to a 7 o'clock semifinal against Archbishop Bergen or Hardington Cedar Catholic tomorrow at 7. If it's Axtell, you'll hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as Clark drives the baseline. Short jumper, no good. Got his own rebound. Then has it blocked out of there by Glidden. And it is going to go out of bounds to the Wildcats. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. Thanks for choosing us as your source for Axtell High School sports. In the right-hand corner with it, here comes Feck. He'll kick it back out. Ball dropped by Farrenbrook. Goes to Robinson. He'll dish it underneath. The ball knocked out of the hands of the Wildcats and off the leg of Feck and out of bounds. Reaching in to tap it away, Kendall Glidden. He is the man on this team. The 6 foot 7 inch senior averages 23 points, 12 rebounds. He's got the first bucket of the game, and he creates the turnover. Dundee County trouble getting it in. A great knockaway there by Feck, but he steps out of bounds on the sideline. Good hustle by Spencer Feck, stepping right in there. So we'll try it again here for the Tigers, taking it out in front of their fans. Dundee County trying to go from right to left. Axtell from left to right here in the first half of our basketball game. Again, great crowd on hand, and with Axtell and Minden just down the road from each other, the fans seeing Minden win, now Axtell wants to do the same. Dundee County having all kinds of trouble just getting the ball in bounds here, and it's going to be taken away, backed underneath, and it's knocked out of his hands by Glidden. The ball still loose, and finally Robinson picks it up and scores. Nick Robinson will score on the fourth turnover for Dundee County Stratton, and then trying to steal it again on the inbounds. They're going to call a foul here on Spencer Feck. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game on either team, and it will still be Dundee County ball in the backcourt. This seems to be where this game is going to be decided. It already looks like the Tigers are going to be okay in the half-court set, but getting it to the front court could be a problem, and the 6'7 senior Glidden dribbles the ball up to the timeline and then gives it off to Matthews. Matthews will give it off to Jones. Jones will dribble to the right side. He's out on the wing, tries to get it down low to Glidden. Glidden working on Clark. Clark won't let him have the baseline. Has to kick it back out top to Feynman. Feynman will go up to the top of the circle, and he'll hand it off to Matthews. Matthews is going to try a three, top of the key. It is no good, and the ball is run down in the corner there by the Wildcats, and trying to get up the floor with it will be Fecht, and Spencer will do so. He'll kick it out on the wing to Farrenbrook. Down low, Robinson. Glidden was late getting there. Robinson squares up. Ball fake off the glass and in. 6-2, Axtell, and they put that pressure on the backcourt, and it looks like if Kendall Glidden can't carry this team, it doesn't look like anybody's going to, and another touch foul in the backcourt on Axtell. Gave him a little bit of a hip, and the foul called on James Clark. So they're not going to let him overpressure Dundee County in the backcourt, it does not look like here. 4:43 to go, first quarter, 6-2. But if the Tigers can't get the ball across the timeline, it's going to be a long day for them. And Axtell is really overpressuring the ball. And with all this height, Dundee County simply just needs to throw over the top. They finally do to the freshman, Rettley. He takes it to the hole. He misses the short jumper. And the rebound comes down to Trevor Feck. Trevor will bring the ball up the floor here against pressure. Find a seam, and the outlet pass is picked off by Grant Jones. Jones gets it back up the floor to Glidden. Glidden looking for a shot. He's cut off there. Forces the jumper and got it. Boy, Kendall Glidden really covered a lot of ground there and knocked down his second bucket of the ball game, 6-4 Axtell, as we approach the four-minute mark here of quarter number one. No subs yet for Axtell. They're a team that can use a lot of kids. Farrenbrook, he's going to put his head down, take it to the hole. Might have walked if they let him, and Blake Farrenbrook will score. 8-4 Axtell, and Jones will walk the ball up. But again, I have to wonder why Dundee County just isn't throwing over the top of this zone pressure with the height advantage that they have. They do get across the timeline and give it to Matthews. Matthews will give it back over to Jones, and they get set here for their half-court offense. Glidden has both buckets here for the Tigers, and now he'll pop out at top of the three-point circle. Clark right on him. Now they'll hand it off for a driving bucket up and in by the freshman, Joe Retley. 8-6 Axtell with 3:20 to go here in quarter number one. Spencer Feck brings it up, goes left wing to Trevor. High post, left elbow Robinson, puts the ball down around his knee. No-no for a center, and he's tied up. Arrow points the way of Axtell. And now we will see some substitutes coming in. Aaron Bainey for the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. And here comes the two big boys for Axtell, Bryce Runge, and then Weston Gustafson, who can leap right out of the gym. So Axtell making their first subs of the ball game with 3:15 to go in the opening quarter, and it's 8-6 Wildcats. They'll inbound the ball underneath their own hoop. Throw it all the way up top to Farrenbrook. Left side, Runge back to Blake. Top of the key for three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound run down in the corner by Kendall Glidden. So Axtell's missed their first two three-point attempts here, and the Tigers bring it across the timeline. And as soon as they do, point guard Grant Jones will slow it up. Into Glidden, draws the immediate double team, tries to take Gustafson to the baseline, and they're going to call Gustafson for a blocking foul against Glidden. And Weston Gustafson has his first personal foul, third team foul on Axtell. Tigers have been clean, no fouls yet on them. And Tyler Freeland, another freshman, will come in here for Dundee County. Just two freshmen, but Coach Chris Freeland will like the way he sees his two kids that are young and bring them into the game. Three-pointer by Jones is on the way. No good. Got an offensive rebound that is put up and rejected inside. Retley got it, and Robinson says, I don't think so. And here comes Axtell. Fast break to the other end. Underneath, ooh, all kinds of cut. And a charge? A charge has been called on Weston Gustafson, which will get Brent Heinrichs off the bench. There is a Dundee County player who jumped straight in the air and landed on Gustafson, and they called a foul on Weston Gustafson. Second personal foul on Gustafson, and just a horrendous call. I guess the official must have got caught looking at one thing, and maybe he saw it out of the corner of his eye. But Weston didn't pick the kid up and throw him down, and now Gustafson's been called for his third foul, and he better be careful because the official, all he's doing is looking at him, and that's not good. Way too early in the game for the officials to be eyeballing kids. He's looking to call a tee right now, and that's not good. It's the third foul on Gustafson, who when he was called for the foul, walked away, slapped his hands in disgust, and kept walking. And he'll come to the bench now, so he is not happy, and he will come out of the game. So it will still be Dundee County ball with 2.5 to go in the first quarter, and it is 8-6 in favor of the Tigers. Randolph in a surprise is leading Overton after the first quarter, 16-9. That game is on ESPN 1460. Also, Norfolk leading 10-8 over Grand Island after one quarter of play. Here it is 8-6. Axtell by 2 with 2:15 to go in quarter number one. Dundee County Stratton with the ball. Josh Anderson in the ball game will dribble to the left wing. Kick it back out top to Jones. Swings it right side. And this Dundee County Stratton team seems to be very patient. They don't seem to be rattled here. And they're running their game. Even with the four turnovers here against the press, they have not allowed layups off those turnovers. Trying to drive on Runge is going to be Tyler Freeland, and gets a little out of control. His bounce pass is going to be knocked away, and a turnover. Spencer Feck will pick it up to Runge. A three in transition is good. Bryce Runge has the first three-pointer of the basketball game, and Axtell is now up by five, 11-6. Full court pressure on with that zone trap. Tyler Freeland will get it across the timeline to Kendall Glidden. The big fella for three. It's no good. And the rebound comes out long to the high post. Picked up by Axtell. They want to run. Trevor Feck coast to coast to Spencer. And Spencer will lay it up and in. And a timeout going to be called here by Dundee County Stratton. With a minute 19 to go in the first quarter of play, it is Axtell 13 and Dundee County Stratton 6. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast High School. Opening round action of the boys' C2 state tournament. Brandon Benson has checked into the ball game for Axtell, who leads it 13-6 out of that 30-second timeout by Dundee County. It'll be their basketball, and a quick little 5-0 run by the Cats has expended the lead here. They've got a fast break. Rettley's wide open. They get it to him, and he'll score. Joe Rettley gets his second bucket. Glidden and Rettley, the 6'7 and 6'5 combination, freshman, senior, have all 8 points right now for Dundee County. Axtell ball with a minute to go. Runge playing catch out top here with Benson. Now they'll go to the right-hand corner and be patient against the 2-3 zone. James Clark inside. He finds Feck. He'll put it up and in and draw the foul. Trevor Feck will go to the line and shoot the first free throw of the basketball game. 15-8, Axtell. Try and keep you up to date on some of the other games that are going on around the area. Norfolk now has went up 15-8 over Grand Island as the free throw is up and in by Trevor Feck. 16-8. Axtell has got themselves an 8-point cushion here, and they steal the basketball away at midcourt. 2-on-1. Runge hard to the hole, but blocked out of bounds. Kendall Glidden hangs in there. Tell you what, this youngster is going to open some eyes, and that's what the state tournament can do for some kids that play out west that never get seen. People go, well, maybe that 23 points, 11 rebounds isn't just against weak competition. It looks pretty good here. And Axtell may be pulling the ball out for the last shot of the quarter with 40 seconds. So the Wildcats will kick it out to midcourt here, and Benson playing catch with Runge. Dundee County trying to apply ball pressure here. Still 25 seconds to go. Clark thought about driving, kicks it to Robinson. Back out top, Coach Brent Heinrich shouting instructions. 16-8 Wildcats. Axtell coming down really for the first time in a long time, knowing they've got a chance to win state. Runge to the free throw line, takes the jumper with 8 seconds and hits it. Knocks it down, still a little time for Dundee County. Grant Jones midcourt with 2-1, and a half-court shot from Glidden on the way, and in! I think they're going to count it, and Brent Heinrich is saying, why wasn't that over and back? It was a three that hit the glass and rattled around, and it will count. 3-point bucket from half court for Kendall Glidden to end the first quarter of play. Axtell 18, Dundee County Stratton 11. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at state. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Axtell.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR as Dundee County will get a three to start the second quarter. It's no good, and the rebound is brought down by Axtell. James Clark with it up the floor. Come the Wildcats, and we've got a foul called as the ball goes out of bounds. And this will be the first foul of the game on Dundee County Stratton. It goes on Matthews. And Axtell has the ball, the seven-point lead into the paint. The turnaround jumper is up and in. Trevor Feck off the inbound pass, making it a nine-point lead, 20-11. Axtell had pretty balanced scoring there in the first quarter. Nobody more than four for Kendall Glidden. He's got seven. Joe Rentley, four. That's all the Dundee County points, and they knocked it away and turn it over again, the seventh turnover for Dundee County. Axtell up top. Here's an open three for Farrenbrook. Is going to go off the iron. No good. Long rebound comes out to Grant Jones. In the first quarter, not a lot of boards. Axtell four, Dundee County three. Each team hit a three-pointer. The half quarter was how the Tigers got theirs. Rentley on the low block, trying to be squared up by Robinson, but Rentley simply got it up and over him and scores his sixth point of the basketball game. 20-13 in favor of Axtell, leading by seven. 6:45 to go here, and the ball knocked away, and then a travel called on Dundee County. So the teams will exchange turnovers. At the end of one quarter, it is Hastings St. Cecilia 26 and Takema Herman 11 at the end of one. Lob it down low. Here's a short jumper. Clark blocked from behind but got it back, and Feck will put it up and in. Trevor Feck, after it was blocked by Kendall Glidden, that was James Clark, excuse me. James Clark does get the bucket. And up the floor comes Dundee County Stratton, 22-13. Rentley drives, and they're going to call him for a charge, running over Robinson this time. First foul on Rentley. And it'll give the ball back over to Axtell. So Axtell, a couple of mini runs offensively here to give themselves a 22-13 lead with 6:20 to go in quarter number two. Axtell with the basketball and Spencer Feck. Jump pass left wing. They'll get it underneath, and the ball's going to be knocked away. Glidden has the steal, and then a reach-in foul going to be called on Axtell to go along with it. And the foul will be on Blake Farrenbrook. That'll be his first personal foul, sixth team foul. Middle of the second quarter, Randolph leading Overton 20-19. That game on ESPN Radio. And now another turnover for Dundee County on the outlet pass. It's ricocheted off their leg and out of bounds. So back over to the Axtell Wildcats. And they're trying to extend that nine-point lead. Skip pass from right to left. Three-pointer top of the key on the way and in for Spencer Feck. He's got 5 points in the basketball game, and it's now 25-13, and it seems like Dundee County's not playing too bad, yet they are down big time here, and another foul called on Axtell. We're seeing a lot of fouls called here, not the typical, just a lot of touching hand check, maybe a grab, and the foul is on Nick Robinson, his first, seventh team foul on Axtell. And they will be shooting a 1-1 on the Dundee County side. So at the line here will be the team's leading scorer, Kendall Glidden, shooting the first free throw of the afternoon for Dundee County Stratton. And the first free throw is on the way in this 1-1, and it is good. Gives him 8 of the 14 points. The other 6 belong to Joe Rentley. And the second free throw coming up for Glidden. And it's on the way, and it's going to be too strong. And Robinson will pull down the rebound. Outlet pass to Spencer Feck. Spencer trying to go all the way down, draw some contact, puts the jumper up. No call, no shot. It doesn't go. It goes out of bounds off of Trevor Feck, and Bryce Runge will check in here for Axtell. 25-14. 25-14 your score. In favor of Axtell, they lead it by 11. A whole lot more coming your way later today. Norfolk is up 23-10 on Grand Island. And back to the other end we go. Here is Dundee County with a basketball. Jones trapped in the right-hand corner, has picked his dribble up, tries to get it out to Glidden, knocked away. Steal made. Runge all the way to the other end, pulls up off the glass and scores. He did a good thing by not taking it all the way in. He stopped about 5 feet out and used the glass because two Dundee County Stratton Tigers were really closing in on him, and the lead is now 13. Three-pointer Jones up the floor. It's off the iron, no good. 1-6 from outside the arc. Runge has another rebound, and then has it tipped out of bounds from Glidden. Still Axtell ball. at the half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Again, Boys State tournament time always brings the fans out, and I'll tell you what, the weather's not deterring anybody if they're from Axtell and from the Benkelman area. They've made it here to watch their team. The Frosch Activity Center is almost full, and now the ball knocked away by number 53, Joe Retley, trying to get the steal. Axtell has 5 turnovers. Dundee County has 9. Axtell will take it out in the front court, leading it by 13, 27-14. Right side, Runge can't get the 3 up top. Spencer Feck thinking about it, looking, now fires and hit it. Boy, he took a long time, and Dundee County says go ahead if you want to shoot it from out there. His second 3 in the corner, 8 points for Spencer, now 30-14. Trouble in the backcourt, and a steal by Bryce Runge. He'll dish it off to Clark. Up top, they'll get it to Runge again. Nobody on him, shoots the 3, but it's short. The ball will be kicked out of bounds off of a Tiger toe. So it stays with Axtell. And after a little bit of a shaky first 5 minutes of the ball game, Axtell has really been in command here the last 6 or 7. It was 8-6, and now they're up by 16. Inbounds pass to Runge off the pick. Beck can't get the 3 away. Jones is right on him. That was the set play. Get it to Spencer top of the circle for a 3, but he's covered. Just playing catch, Beck and Runge on the right side. Now they decide to reverse it, and getting tied up, a foul called on Grant Jones. That'll be the 4th team foul here on the Tigers, and the first on Jones. Coming into the ball game for Dundee County will be Tyler Freeland and William Matthews, and Axtell will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Inbounds pass comes to Runge on the left wing. Gives it off. Gets it back down to the low post. Robinson double team. Good 3-man game. Then to Clark inside. He is going to have the ball knocked away. Get it back up top for a 3. Spencer Feck hits his 3rd straight 3. And Axtell is up by 19. And timeout on the floor for Dundee County Stratton. They're going to have to figure a way to get things going here. Coach Chris Freeland has won a state title at Lynch. And now he's trying to get that Dundee County program turned around. He's already done that. But right now it is all Axtell. After the break, 3:48 to go here. It's 33-14 Axtell. We'll be back in a minute.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to State Tournament Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Out of the timeout by Dundee County Stratton, they're going to end up turning the basketball over. And then a timeout by Axtell because they almost turned it over after getting the steal. We have 3:35 to go here in quarter number 2. It is 33-14 in favor of Axtell. And the Cats take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them and be right back.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to High School Hoops out of the Axtell 30th their ball. Spencer Feck cut off the top of the key. They don't want to see him shoot another 3, so William Matthews is on him, still running that zone, trying to jump out as Runge shoots the 3 and hits it. Well, you know what? We've done a lot of basketball games where Axtell has struggled from the outside. This is not one of them. 36-14. Only one bucket has been scored here, including that half quarter at the end of the first quarter by Dundee County. Outside of that half quarter, they've got one bucket in nearly 7 minutes. and they find themselves down by 22. With it is going to be Glidden. Glidden basically double-teamed all the time. That seems to be the big threat. Now he's backing down on Clark. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Won't go for him. And the rebound is going to be a tie-up. Nick Robinson, part of the tie-up there with Aaron Bainey. And it will be Axtell basketball. Don't forget, coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have all the first-half stats for you and an update from around the state tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia currently up 36-18 on Takema Herman in the second quarter of play. Norfolk leading Grand Island 28-12. And Overton's in a battle with Randolph as Runge shoots another three and hits it. The third three for Runge. Beck has three, and it's 39-14 Axtell. Axtell is 5 of 7 from outside the arc here in the quarter, but at the other end, a fast break bucket for Aaron Bainey. First bucket for Bainey, and that finally gets them off that 14 that they've been on forever. Underneath, there's a shot blocked down low. Fahrenbrook wrestles it back, can't get it to go the second time, and finally coming out of there with it after Feynman blocked the shot was Kendall Glidden. So Glidden gets the ball up, and a three-pointer in the corner is way off the mark for Dundee County. Rebound Robinson, and then he's fouled. That'll be the fifth team foul on Dundee County Stratton. Foul. Let's see who they are going to call this on. Minute 56 to go here in the first half. 39-16 Axtell. And they're not going to tell us who the foul is on. So it'll be Axtell basketball. They are comfortably ahead and will be comfortably ahead going into the half. Up by 23, hitting a ton of threes here. They have 6 of them so far. 3 of them by Runge, 3 of them by Fecht. 5 of those 6 have been here in the second quarter where they have put up 21 points already. On the low block, trying to double-team. Clark is trapped, has to kick it out top, and does. Fahrenbrook gives it over on the right wing to Runge. Runge fade away from 17, and he's hitting everything. Bryce Runge, 10 in the quarter, 15 in the ball game, and it's 41-16. Runge off the bench with a spectacular offensive show here in the first half of the Wildcats. At the high post with it is Glidden. Glidden dribbles into the double team, kicks it up top for a three by Matthews. It's off the iron and will not drop through. Fight for the ball. I think Rettley got the rebound and a foul on Axtell. And it's going to go on James Clark, his second personal foul. And Rettley will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. The eighth team foul. Well, they're calling it a two-shot foul. That can't be. Let's double check and see. Yeah. Okay. It will be a two-shot foul. So Rettley gets 2 free throws. The first one good, so it doesn't matter anyway. He's got 7. Glidden has 8, and that's 15 of their 17 points here so far in the basketball game. Second free throw coming up as Benson returns to the lineup here for Axtell with 1:08 to go before halftime, and the second free throw won't go. Robinson got the rebound. He got bumped a little bit and had to get rid of it to Benson, and Benson will bring the ball up the floor. Gives it off on the right wing to Effect. Trevor back out to Robinson outside the arc. Back door was wide open. It was too late, though, by the time they threw it, and Grant Jones will step in front and make the steal for the Tigers. 50 seconds to go in the half. 41-17 Axtell. On the right wing with it is Matthews. Matthews gets it inside. Rettley, the freshman, makes some room. Up and in. And a foul. I think one official was going to call the travel. The other official called the foul. The foul is on Blake Fahrenbrook, his second. Nice play by the freshman, Joe Rettley. May have taken an extra little half step, but it was a pretty hard-fought bucket attempt there. 43 seconds to go in the first half. And the free throw coming up for Rettley. He's 1 of 2 at the line, and here it rattles in and out, no good. And going out to get the ball is Trevor Fecht, his third rebound. 41-19. Overton is down at the half in a shocker, 29-24 to Randolph. That game is currently on ESPN Radio, 14-60 and 15-50. 25 seconds to go in the half. Runge with a basketball around one, around two. Comes into the paint, almost lost it, kicked it back out. They're trying to play for the last shot, but they were overplaying the ball, so Runge took it all the way down to the baseline. Now he's at midcourt with the ball with 10 seconds. Manning up this time. He'll try and take it by the freshman. Rettley up and under. Blocked and taken away by Glidden, his fourth block. Outlet pass. Can they score at the buzzer again? No. The running layup is no good, but there's a foul at the buzzer. A foul at the buzzer has been called. Let's see who it's on. The layup was missed that time by Matthews. The foul is on Trevor Fecht. I thought maybe they were going to call that foul on the Tigers, and the officials are trying to figure out who's going to shoot the free throws. Well, Kendall Glidden's going to go to the line. The Axtell fans say that's not right. And with no time left on the clock, the whole Axtell bench and coaches are out on the floor because they're getting ready to go to the locker room. And they're saying, you got the wrong guy at the line. And they're going to let Kendall Glidden shoot the two free throws. And again, in a 22-point game, that shouldn't be a big deal. But, of course, all you got to do is ask Montana last night in their championship game, down 20 at the half. They came back and won. So you never know. The first free throw, no good by Glidden. Again, there's no time left on the clock. So as soon as this free throw goes up, it'll be halftime. Second free throw, Glidden. This was up, and he hits it. And again, you got to wonder how things are going to pan out here for Axtell at the state tournament. They had a great second quarter, but they hit a lot of threes, and that can always get your offense going. At the half, it is Axtell 41, Dundee County Stratton 20. Coming up, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island will be back with more from the Prash Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast in 1 minute.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Good luck, Wildcats!
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, Service Manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
And welcome back to the Prosh Activity Center here at Lincoln Southeast High School, where the Class C2 State Boys Basketball Tournament opening round game is underway. And at halftime, it is Axtell 41, Dundee County Stratton 20. And it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Taking some other halftime scores for you, it is Hastings St. Cecilia 46 and Takema Herman 20, 46-20 Hastings St. Cecilia. It is Randolph leading Overton 29-24 and Grand Island, let's see if we can get that for you here. Yeah, they are trailing to Norfolk. And the score, I'm trying to find that for you. We'll double check, have that for you here in just a moment, but Grand Island trailing to Norfolk as they are at the half. Here it is 41-20, and we'll be back and take a look at some first half numbers and recap the state tournament in just a moment.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
And welcome back to high school basketball action here at halftime. We've got a few other things to tell you about in the college ranks. Kansas State defeated Texas Tech in women's basketball today, so Kansas State will play Nebraska tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in the quarterfinals. And in the men's games, Kansas defeated Texas Tech 80-68, and so Kansas will advance on to the semifinals tomorrow. Currently, Nebraska is taking on Texas A&M. That game just really getting going, and Nebraska is trailing midway through the first half, 22-13 at the half. Here's what's going on at the state tournament. Grand Island is trailing at the half to Norfolk in Class A. That'll be followed by Omaha Bryan against Creighton Prep. Millard South will play Lincoln Southeast tonight at 7, and Omaha Central will take on Lincoln High at 8:45. In Class B, it was South Sioux City pulling away in the fourth quarter for a 67-55 win over Sydney, and it was Ralston getting out to a huge lead early and coasting home, downing Adams Central 54-42. Tonight, Omaha Scott will play Crete at 7 at Pershing, and Beatrice will play Lincoln Pius the 10th at 8:45. In C1, Shadron defeated Wilbur Claytonia 41-32. Minden rallied for a 46-41 win over Falls City, led by Max Anderson, who had 12 of his game-high 14 points in the second half. Carson Bloom had 13 points and 7 rebounds. Just had the score in the Class A game, 32-15, Norfolk leading Grand Island. Also in C1, Hastings St. Cecilia is leading at the half, 46-20 over Takema Herman. And then our next game here on KKPR at 3:45 will be Grand Island Central Catholic taking on Norfolk Catholic. After this game in C2, the 3:45 game has Archbishop Bergen taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic. Then tonight at 7 at Lincoln Southeast, Ravenna plays Sutton. You'll hear it right here on KKPR and The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And at 8:45, Burwell takes on Johnson County. In D1 today, Freeman was a winner over Sandhill Stedford, 54-43. Emerson Hubbard beat Humphrey, 56-39. At the half, Randolph leads Overton, 29-24, in a game currently airing on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. And then Humphrey St. Francis will play Exeter Milligan at 3:45. In D2 today, Ewing has beaten Heartland Lutheran, 58-43. Hay Springs rallied to beat Giltner in overtime, 69-66. Then tonight at Lincoln Northeast at 7, Hampton will play Lynch, and Hayes Center will play Sterling at 8:45. If Axtell can continue to play like this in the second half and advance on, they will play tomorrow night at Pershing Auditorium at 7 o'clock, and that game will be on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. So keep that in mind, Axtell fans, that we will change for The Breeze, 94.5, both tomorrow and the championship game if Axtell is in it on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. They would take on either Archbishop Bergen or Hardington Cedar Catholic tomorrow. We already know that Minden will play Shadron tomorrow morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 9 a.m. That game will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It's Axtell 41, Dundee County Stratton 20 at the half, and we'll look at the numbers in 1 minute.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to high school basketball, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's your first half numbers for Dundee County Stratton. Grant Jones, one rebound. Aaron Bainey, 2 points, one rebound. One block shot for Jordan Feynman. Kendall Glidden has 9 points, three rebounds, and four block shots. And Joseph Rentley has 9 points and two rebounds so far here in the basketball game. Three rebounds in the first quarter, four in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter of play where Dundee County Stratton was just 3 out of 7. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first quarter, and that was the half quarter they made at the buzzer. 0 of 4 in the second quarter. Turnover 6 in the first quarter and 5 in the second. 11 points in the first, 9 in the second at the half. Dundee County Stratton, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 5 block shots and 11 turnovers. Nobody with more than one foul. We'll get the numbers for Axtell right after this 30-second timeout.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck Whippets from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
And back on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, let's go ahead now and take a look at the second half or first half numbers for Axtell. Blake Farrenbrook, 2 points. Spencer Feck, 11 points. He's hit 3 threes and 1 rebound. Trevor Feck, 5 points, 3 rebounds. James Clark, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Bryce Runge, 15 game-high points. He's hit 3 threes and 1 rebound. And Nick Robinson, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second at the free throw line. Been there once, 1 of 1. 3-point shooting for Axtell, 1 of 3 in the first quarter, 5 of 7 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 3 in each quarter. Foul situation, Weston Gustafson got 3 quick ones in the first quarter and did not play in the second. Blake Farrenbrook and James Clark each have 2. 18 points in the first quarter, 23 of the second, and at the half, the Wildcats have 41 points, 11 rebounds, 1 out of 1 at the free throw line, 6 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 6 turnovers. And at the half, number 1 Axtell leads number 9 Dundee County Stratton 41-20. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half action in this C2 State Boys Basketball quarterfinal comes your way in 1 minute.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
One more score update for you as the Husker men are trailing to Texas A&M 30-21, 3.5 to go in the first half. That game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We've got basketball all over the place, college and high school throughout the weekend. 8 minutes on the clock as we start the third quarter, and it will be Dundee County Stratton basketball trying to get something going positive here, trailing 41-20 to the number one team in their class in Axtell. They'll go back to the main man, Glidden. He'll wrap it around to Rettley after he draws the double team, and Joe lays it up and in. They have all but 2 points for Dundee County Stratton. They've got 20 of the 22. Nobody else from the outside able to do anything. It's okay, though, if they can keep getting the ball in the front court against that full court pressure and getting it inside, because Rettley and Glidden have done a good job. And Axtell doubled Glidden right away, so he gave it to Rettley. Now James Clark gets by the pick, and he takes it to the hoop. We've got a foul call, and it looks like this will be on the big fella Rettley. And that is the case. Joseph with his second personal foul. That is the first foul of the half. Ball goes underneath, and it's going to be knocked away on the inbounds pass. Axtell gives it up. Now the Wildcats have to continue to play strong. Need your starters to get you a bigger lead and then get to those reserves in much of the fourth quarter. Rettley in the paint, working. Fadeaway jumper from 9. Won't go off the front of the iron. It goes to James Clark. Clark outlet pass, Spencer Feck. Feck all the way down. Pulls up from 6, shorts it. Got his own rebound. Spins it back up and in. 13 points for Spencer Feck. Off the nice offensive putback, and it's 43-22 in favor of Axtell, whose biggest lead of the game has been 22 points. Into the front court, Grant Jones. He'll hold it at midcourt and see what Axtell wants to do. They're trying to stay on the man-to-man. Dundee County does a good job of setting some picks as Byman fires a three-pointer from the top of the circle. No good. Rebound, Farrenbrook. And then a foul going to be called on Glidden trying to run down the loose basketball. Farrenbrook with his first rebound, according to our book. And it's the first foul on Kendall Glidden. Checking into the basketball game, Carson Burrell. So Burrell seeing his first action. 6:38 to go, third quarter. Axtell with the lead right now by a score of 43-22. And Axtell has the basketball. Trying to coast home with their 23rd victory of the season and had a huge second quarter. Up top, Robinson gets it underneath. There's an easy scoop shot up and in from Trevor Feck. Bring the big guy out high, put the guard down low, and it worked. And it's now 45-22. Axtell has everything clicking right now. But a good fast break pull-up jumper at the other end. Won't go that time for the Tigers and Feynman. And the rebound brought down by Robinson, and he's fouled. Dundee County Stratton's really trying hard here and trying to go for the ball no matter who has it, and it's cost him three early fouls here in the third quarter. The foul is on Feynman, and that will be his second personal foul and the third team foul here in the first 2 minutes of the half on Dundee County Stratton. So here comes the ball up the floor with Spencer Feck. He's done an outstanding job along with Runge off the bench offensively tonight. Spencer gets it down low to Trevor. He's double-teamed. Spins, nothing there. Kicks it back out to Spencer. On Jones, jump stop in the lane. Up top, Farrenbrook. He'll take a drop step and run into a double team. Good defense by the Tigers. Back out to Clark. And they'll try it again. Axtell will reset. Feck down the low block. It ricochets off of Trevor Feck's hands right into the hands of Robinson, who scores. So a lucky bounce that time for Axtell. And Robinson with his sixth point of the basketball game. 47-22. And a bounce pass in transition is taken away. Dundee County Stratton with the turnover and another foul on the Tigers. Coach Freeland has to feel a little frustrated right now. Feynman with his third personal foul. And he will check out of the game, and in is Aaron Bainey. But not a good start here to the second half for Dundee County Stratton. They got it into Rettley on their first offensive possession. Now a couple turnovers, four fouls, and Axtell has put up three buckets here. Back down on the right side to Farrenbrook. Down low, the lob to Robinson on the low block right side. Uses his dribble up. Back up top, Farrenbrook. Top of the circle, holds the ball. Swings it right side. Back down to Robinson again. This time he's got a size up on Glidden, and Glidden reached around and just whacked him on the arm. Kendall probably knows a little bit better than that. But boy, five fouls, and we haven't played 3 minutes. This could end up being a long fourth quarter when we get to that point. Still 5:10 to go third quarter. That's five fouls on Dundee County. That's all the fouls they had in the first half. And now another three on the way, and it's up and in by Spencer Feck. Off the inbounds play, he just sized it up and nailed it, and he's got his fourth three and the 16 points in the ball game. And this has quickly turned into a yawner here for the fans at Lincoln Southeast High School. Rettley, baseline jumper, off the iron, dancing around, will not go. And the rebound brought down by Axtell. And the outlet pass to the other end. Feck tries to take it in, puts it up, and he will score. Spencer Feck on the assist from Trevor. And Spencer with seven here in the quarter. And it is 52-22, so this is exactly what Coach Heinrichs wanted to see. But at the other end, a shot by Bainey will draw a foul inside. Foul will be on Trevor Feck, his second. First of the half on Axtell, but as we were saying, Axtell, three games, 3 days, and it's going to get a lot tougher the next 2 days. You want to get the big lead and give your starters the rest, even though they haven't played in over a week. Still want a little rest. Sometimes it's more mental this first game than it is physical. Checking into the ball game, Josh Anderson and Tyler Freeland for Dundee County Stratton. The first free throw is good by Bainey. The second free throw is also good, so Bainey will hit them both, and that makes it 52-24. Keep you up to date on some of the other games throughout our broadcast here at the State High School Tournament, so stay with us. Norfolk is looking to make a run in Class A, and they are taking care of Grand Island 51-26 with the third quarter underway there. Right now, the Randolph-Overton game is the only close game of the four going on, and that game currently on ESPN 1460. Randolph trying to upset Overton. Entry pass here for the Tigers is deflected. Axtell will keep it underneath their own hoop. And Trevor Feck to throw it in. They'll kick it back out. Spencer try and reverse it over to Trevor in the corner. Now he goes low to Clark. Kicks it back out. Feck comes in. Draws some contact. Has to throw up a tough shot. No good. Rebound pulled down. And then a block shot. Glidden on Weston Gustafson, who got back into the ball game. Gustafson with the rebound, but the fifth block. And at the other end, driving in and scoring will be Grant Jones. Yes, that was Baney. Baney with his sixth point of the basketball game. Glidden just coming off his fifth block, 52-26. Now Runge back in. He'll drive to the hole and lay it up and good. Runge, who's been getting his going down from the outside of the first half, will take it to the hoop here, 54-26. Axtell with the lead. I thought maybe Spencer Feck could get a scare in Big Daddy Tony Davis today going after his tournament scoring record. Back with 18 already, but he's going to have to score a lot more than that to ever challenge the record. And right now, a little trip at the other end. The ball's kicked back out to Anderson. Anderson gives it off on the right wing, and we got a hand check foul on Axtell. Looks like this will also be on Trevor Fecht. No, it's going to be on Gustafson. Weston's the only one not having fun today. That's his fourth foul. He hasn't got to play more than about 2.5 minutes. Coach Heinrich says we'll just leave him in there. There's no point. The 28-point lead. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Underneath on the inbounds, Glidden. Glidden missed it, got it back. They'll spin it in and draw the foul. Kendall Glidden will have his first field goal of the half, 11th point of the basketball game, and a chance to make it a 3-point play. And Weston Gustafson has just fouled out of the basketball game. Well, Weston's an outstanding basketball player. This just wasn't his day, and Brent Heinrichs is there to greet him and talk to him and say, hey, let's let this go. You'll be fresh for tomorrow. Just one rebound, no points in the basketball today, game today for Weston. He'll foul out with 3:05 to go in the third quarter of play. And the free throw is up and no good by Glidden. The rebound is brought down by Runge. Fast break the other way, and Robinson has it blocked once, got it back, and then we're going to have a travel. So Glidden forced him into the travel, and it will be Dundee County basketball. The Nebraska men are at halftime of the Big 12 Conference Tournament. Texas A&M 37 and Nebraska 28 at the half. And now a turnover. Axtell will bring it the other way. Taking it in, Feck lost it. It goes right to the trailer Robinson. He'll put it up too strong. Rebound. Trevor Feck fought for it. James Clark got it. Blocked again by Glidden and out of bounds. That's the seventh block I have for Kendall Glidden here in this basketball game. Checking into the game will be John Castillo, his first entrance. And here comes Brandon Benson into the ball game for Axtell. 2:37 to go in the third quarter. Axtell 54, Dundee County 28. And it'll be Axtell ball on the far sideline. And throwing it in to midcourt, Bryce Runge. He does a crossover dribble to get by his man. Tries him to the baseline, runs into Glidden, bounce pass backside Robinson. He has to get out of the paint. He found Glidden. They're starting to respect him a lot more. Underneath Clark. Clark the cutter. Can't get it to go. Rebound being fought for. Clark has it again. Leaner up. No good. But this time he will draw the foul and James will go to the line. This will just be the second free throw of the entire game for Axtell. The foul is on Joe Rentley. His third personal foul. Sixth team foul. And the free throw is up and in for Clark. 5 points now in a ball game for James. And it is 55-28. Second free throw also good. 56-28. Coming into the ball game, Scott Rotherham for Dundee County. Well, by the time this one is over, everybody will have played and everybody will probably have seen a few extra minutes of the game. But Axtell coming out, big second quarter, scoring 23 points to Dundee County's 9, and now they steal it away again on an errant pass. Runge out ahead of the pack. Uncontested layup is good, and Bryce now has 19 in the game. 59-28. 14th turnover for Dundee County. Inside, the pull-up jumper is going to be good at the other end for Josh Anderson. He becomes just the fourth player to score for Dundee County. His first bucket. 58-30 is what the scoreboard says. And we have got a whistle, and the bucket's up and in, but they're going to wave that off. Foul called on Dundee County. Let's see where it goes. It's going to be on Josh Anderson with a hold. His first. but it is a 1-1 because that is the seventh team foul. We still have a minute 44 to go in the third quarter. Runge to the line to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw is up, and it is in. 20th point for Bryce Runge. .59-30. The second free throw will not go, and the rebound is brought down by Kendall Glidden. I think that's the first miss by Axtell here in this half, and the three-pointer in the corner at the other end is no good, but Tyler Freeland runs it down, got his own rebound. Said that was the first miss by Axtell because it was the first rebound for Dundee County, and now Spencer Feck with the steal to the other end. He'll put it up and into the hand in the back. There's a foul. Spencer Feck trying to keep up with Runge. They are the 1-2 scoring punch today. He has got 9 in the quarter, and he's got 20 in the game. So Spencer Feck and Bryce Runge each with 20. The foul was called on Josh Anderson, his second. And here comes Walter Zarkowski in for Dundee County. And the free throw is on the way, and it's going to be short this time. Offensive rebound, though, by Nick Robinson, his sixth. He'll get it right back to him underneath. He'll go a little deeper. Got his man in the air is Benson, and Benson will put it up and in. So Brandon Benson with his first bucket of the ball game, 63-30, Axtell. Still a minute 10 to go, third quarter of play. Dundee County losing to some teams that had not fared well against Central Nebraska competition. Coming into the postseason, they had won just two of their last six games. They were really good out of the Christmas break. And now we've got a whistle and a illegal pick. Nick Robinson trying to fight through the pick. His second personal foul. Fourth team foul, and Dundee County will throw it in. They get it quickly on the right wing to Freeland. Back up top. They'll swing it to the left-hand corner. Some younger kids in there. Rotherham. Rotherham tries to get it in to Zarkowski. A lot of second-teamers in there right now. Three-pointer on the way. Freeland up and in. Tyler Freeland hits the three-point bucket. Just the second of the ball game for Dundee County. 63-33 in favor of Axtell. And at the other end, the short little jumper won't go. Rebound is run down by Nick Robinson. He'll kick it back out. Feck to Runge for three. It's in and out this time. That's the first three Axtell shot in the quarter. And the rebound brought down by John Castillo. Castillo will bring it into the front court. We've got 20 seconds to go in quarter number three. Basketball belongs to the Tigers. Trying to get that last shot here. And a reach-in foul on Spencer Feck. Feck going for the steal. Commits his second personal foul. Fifth team foul on Axtell. We've had 13 fouls called here in the third quarter. In Class A, 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. It is Norfolk 62 and Grand Island 34. The number one team in the state taking care of the team that pulled the upset to get there in GI. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Zarkowski throws it to Freeland. He'll have a 10-footer that goes off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Dundee County, but they can't get another shot away as Rotherham pulls down the loose ball. And after three quarters of play, it's Axtell 63, Dundee County Stratton 33, and we're back in a minute on KKPR.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at state. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Axtell.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Axtell will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, and they'll attack in Robinson, and Robinson on the shot is going to be fouled by Matthews. That'll be his second personal foul. So Coach Heinrichs is going to bring his starters in for a couple of minutes here in the fourth quarter. At the end of three, Overton 40, Randolph 37 at the end of three quarters of play. That game is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. At the line, Nick Robinson to shoot two free throws, and the first one is up and in. He has got 7 points in the ball game. Bryce Runge and Spencer Fecht leading the way with 20 points apiece. Second free throw in and out, no good, and Trevor Fecht looks like he's going to get called for being over the back. That'll be the third foul on Trevor, 16 foul on Axtell. For Dundee County, they're led by Kendall Glidden with 11 points and Joe Rentley with 11 points. So as we said, only one close game in this session. Axtell winning big, also winning big is Norfolk, also winning big is Hastings St. Cecilia, but Overton leads by only three over Randolph. Right now, it'll be the Tigers basketball. Down low, Glidden trying to get back in the offense. Spins once, spins twice, finally forces it up its way short from about 6 feet. And Spencer Fecht will pull down his third rebound, coast to coast. The runner no good. Offensive rebound for Clark. It will not go. And then it looks like he's over the back trying to stay with the basketball. We could have a long fourth quarter. Both teams are in the bonus. Third foul on Clark. And we will walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. And now back to the free throw line. The free throw on the way for Kendall Glidden. Front end of the 1-1 is no good. Rebound is brought down by Robinson. And Nick with his eighth of the basketball game. Then a steal in the backcourt. Just the eighth turnover for Axtell. And they'll throw up a three-pointer that is no good. Rebound brought down by Spencer Fecht. He loses his balance and walks with the basketball. Fecht was trying to hustle out of there with the possession and got his feet tripped up. Now Runge's back into the basketball game for Axtell. 64-33 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia, big lead in Class C. One action right now on 1230 KHAS as Glidden has the inbounds pass, but fadeaway up and in. 13 for Kendall Glidden to go along with four boards and seven block shots. First points of the fourth quarter for Dundee County. 64-35, Axtell. With it is Trevor Fecht. He'll go on the low block, gets it to Clark. Clark spin move off the glass and in. Nice move by James Clark. He's got 8 points now in the basketball game, 66-35. Fast break the other way, trying to get it there is Burrell, but can't. Kicks it out to Glidden. Dundee County Stratton will end the year at 16-8. As Glidden tries to force it in there, he's got the shot blocked, and that event in a walk. Block shot registered there by Trevor Fecht, his first. And now fresh five coming into the ball game for Coach Chris Freeland. So we're going to see a lot of different faces, and now Axtell's going to clear the bench. Coming in, Casey Eggleston, Blake Lobner, Brandon Benson, Eric Lundeen, and Jordan Larson into the basketball game. So easy win today for Axtell when they can clear their bench with 6.5 minutes to go in this basketball game. 66-35 Wildcats. They'll play tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And again, that game on the breeze, 94.5 FM. You can go to the website, kliqfm.com. Also, all of the games can be found from the website that you're listening to today. Reach-in foul going to be called here on Dundee County's John Castillo. His first, and it is the 10th team foul. So two free throws coming up for Benson. Brandon hit a field goal in the third quarter of play. First free throw short. Axtell has not shot a lot of free throws in the game. They were 4 of 6 through three quarters. Don't forget, when we're all done here, it's the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and score updates. Second free throw by Benson is up, and it is in. 67-35. Again, the winner of the Archbishop Bergen Hardington Cedar Catholic game gets Axtell tomorrow night as Rentley gets down low. His shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Lundeen. Long outlet pass. It's a 3-on-2. Trying to get it underneath there to Larson, and the ball is going to be knocked away. Turnover Axtell, their third of the quarter, 10th of the game, and into the front court with it is Castillo. And Dundee County looking at a three, firing it up and nailing the three is Jordan Feynman. Feynman with his first bucket of the basketball game and just the third three of the afternoon for Dundee County Stratton. 67-38 Axtell, 5.5 to go here. Into the front court will be the Wildcats. Up top, Larson. Man-to-man being played by Dundee County. Give it to Lundeen, left side of the wing. Back up top, Larson. Off the pick, he comes right side of the key. Kicks it out into the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Eggleston on the way that is no good. And the rebound is run down to the corner by the freshman, Joe Rettley. Needs some help, and his outlet pass stolen away by Benson, who gets it underneath to Lundeen, whose shot won't go. Got it again. Throws it up and in. Eric Lundeen hung through with it and puts it up. 4 point number 69 for Axtell. 69-38. Wildcats see another three on the way that will not go this time by Feynman, and out of bounds it goes as it ricochets into the corner. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, and Minden, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Overton now leading 45-39 over Randolph in quarter number four. Tight basketball game going on there. That's currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Right now, Lundeen has it. Lundeen kicks it over on the right side to Blake Lobner. Well out away from the hoop. He's going to hand it off to Eggleston. Eggleston will dribble out a little time, give it over to Larson. Larson's going to drive in. He wants a shot, puts it up, short changed it, no good. The ball punched out of bounds off of Axtell. Into the ball game now for Dundee County, Walter Zarkowski and Josh Anderson. For Dundee County this year, their losses in order: Arapahoe, Perkins County, Hayes Center, Juanita Palisade, Hershey, Holyoke, Colorado, and Juanita Palisade. Juanita Palisade and Hayes Center, no, those are bad losses. They're just Class D teams. Turnaround jumper up, no good. Rettley, the ball's going to be punched out to Josh Anderson, and Anderson will have the board. Reset it here for the Tigers with 4 minutes to go in the game. Over on the right side with it, Rettley. He's outside the arc looking for a cutter. Nothing, so back out top it goes to Anderson. Anderson drives, loses his footing. The ball's loose, rolling around on the floor. And it's saved there by Lundeen, who dove on the floorboard. Outlet pass to the other end, and Lobner is fouled, and he will go to the line and shoot two. Good hustle that time by Eric Lundeen, and Coach Brent Heinrichs off the bench telling him so. Two free throws coming up for Lobner with 3:41 to go. The foul is on Scott Rotherham, and the free throw is no good. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, all of the final stats, and a chance to chat with the victorious coach, Brent Heinrichs. St. Cecilia leading 74-37 in the fourth quarter in Class C1. Hastings St. Cecilia drubbing to Kama Herman. Free throw up and in, so Lobner gets one of two, and it's 70-38 at the other end. Feynman puts up a 16-footer. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was tipped, so it'll stay with Dundee County. And the Tigers will take it out underneath with Rotherham. 3.5 to go in the game. It's all Axtell. Jumped out to a big halftime lead. Underneath, and they get it to the freshman, Rettley. Rettley finds some room, and he's got 13. 70-40. Axtell cruising here at Lincoln Southeast. Casey Eggleston with it. Everybody getting a chance here to play in this basketball game. Up top, some pressure being applied by the Tigers. Lobner has it. Then he gets into a double team, and it's knocked away. Then he comes back and takes it right away from Josh Anderson as he was ready to go in for a layup. Ball still being kicked around. Anderson trying to maintain possession. It looks like the Shriners out there. And finally, the officials put an end to the madness with a reach-in foul called on Dundee County. Jordan Feynman. It looked like they were doing the Shriners weave out there for about 15 seconds as they couldn't find the basketball. 70-40. A little lighthearted moment in a game that's just not that close. And at the line to shoot the 1-1. Well, it's a two-shot foul because they're in the double bonus. Brandon Benson, first one rattles out, no good. Dundee County's going to put Grant Jones back in. They're going to put John Castillo in. They're going to give Kendall Glidden another chance. Aaron Bainey is in, and William Matthews. I think he just wanted to see a new set of five out there as Coach Freeland. They're at state, going to move them around. Second free throw up and in by Benson. 71-40, 3 minutes to go. Axtell will advance on to the semifinals tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. KLIQ-FM, that's the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll have that for you. Driving in is Jones, leaves it off for Castillo. Thought about the three, now dribbles into the paint, loses his dribble. Hands it off and driving in, a hand check foul on Lundeen. before the shot, so it'll be a 1-1, sending William Matthews to the line. Lundeen with his first personal foul, 18 foul. So the 1-1 is coming up with 2:44 to go in the game. Southeast not so unbearably hot. Usually that swimming pool overtakes things here, but they've got some fans on, some air conditioning maybe, and not so hot. Free throw no good. Rebound brought down by Glidden. Glidden tries to get another bucket. It won't go. And Lundeen will have the rebound. Long outlet pass to the other end. Attacking the hoop. Scooping it up no good. Got the rebound Eggleston, and then it's blocked out of bounds by Kendall Glidden. So Eggleston hung with it, but missed that first one and then had the second one swatted out of there. Overton now starting to pull away from Randolph after a real scare. 49-39 with 2:45 to go in the game. Here Axtell has the basketball, and of course Overton, a Fort Kearney Conference member. They were the runner-up in the conference tournament to Axtell. Two of their three losses this year coming to Axtell as the Wildcats turn it over. So that's why a lot of people believed Overton was the main man. That they could win it, maybe a couple of champs from the FKC. Grand Island trails Norfolk 68-42, a minute and a half to go. St. Cecilia up huge on Takema Herman. Here's a foul called on the Axtell Wildcats. Benson his first, ninth team foul. Kendall Glidden to the line with 2:16 to go. Glidden is just 2 out of 6 from the free throw line today, but does have 13 points. 9 in the first half, and this free throw way short. Rebound's going to come down. Lundeen tries to hang on to it, but it's picked up, and then a foul on Axtell as the shot was up right underneath the hoop. That's kind of a weird deal. Aaron Bainey is going to go to the line. It looked like Lundeen had it, but he kept trying to grab it, and grab it ended up falling on the ground on top of it, and it squirted away to Bainey. And the foul on Casey Eggleston, his first, and both teams are in to the 10-foul, 2-free-throw routine, and the free throw is up and in for Bainey. He's 3 of 3 at the line. He's got 7 points. He's the only guy that's done any scoring outside of Glidden and Rettley today, who each have 13, 26 of the 33. The second free throw, or 42, the free throw is up and in, and Bainey now has 8. 71-42, Axtell. We've got 2:05 left in this basketball game. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Larson dribbles into the double team, lost the handle, and it'll be picked up there by Grant Jones. Jones needs some help, fires it into the front court to Castillo. Castillo attacks left side, gives it off to Glidden. Glidden hoping for a little room to get another bucket, dribbles it off his foot, and then it ricochets off of Axtell, and out of bounds it goes. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Off the inbounds, Glidden tries to find the cutter in the paint, and it's going to be tipped and taken away by Casey Eggleston. 19th Dundee County turnover. Eggleston goes coast to coast. Throws it up, no good. Ends up in the hands of Larson, and Larson will score. Jordan Larson in the right place at the right time. 73-42, the 10th point of this fourth quarter for Axtell. Down to a minute and a half to go. Lob it down low. Here's Bainey at the other end. He tries to find some room, and too much pushing and shoving, and another foul. Bainey will go to the line and shoot two. The foul will be on Larson, his first. 73-42, Axtell. Another final now. Norfolk 69 and Grand Island 44. Norfolk 69 and Grand Island Senior High 44. And we've got 5 fresh faces coming in for Dundee County. Bainey puts the first free throw up and in. He has hit 5 of 5 from the line. He has 9 points. Back in Scott Rotherham. Tyler Freeland, along with Zarkowski. Second free throw, no good this time. Rebound brought down by Jordan Larson. As we play out the stretch here in this C2 opening round game. Ball out to Benson. Benson just holding it out on the right side. Axtell still running their offense, but the ball tipped away and cannot be saved. Good hustle by Bainey, but couldn't keep it in bounds. Tipped it, but couldn't control it. And into the ball game, Josh Anderson again. For Dundee County Stratton. 1:07 remains. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Stay with us. Overton has a 9-point lead late in their game with Randolph after being down most of the first half and only up 3 going into the fourth quarter. A minute to go. Axtell basketball. Benson up top, dribbles to the right side, gives it to Lundeen outside the circle. His pass is deflected away. It goes into the backcourt, picked up by Lobner. Lobner across the timeline, right side, working on Josh Anderson of the Tigers. Now loses his dribble. Going to need some help. Tries to throw it off his leg and does out of bounds, so it'll stay Axtell ball. 41 seconds to go here in our contest, and some of the fans starting to file out, and that will allow some more room for the next game. Fremont Bergen, Archbishop Bergen at 20-3 will take on 18-4 Hardington Cedar Catholic. Right now the ball comes into Axtell, trying to find the baseline and running out of real estate. Axtell dribbles it out of bounds. Seven turnovers here in the fourth quarter, where most of the second and third team has been in, the bench players. The starters did a pretty good job of holding on to the ball today with just seven turnovers total in the first three quarters. 35 seconds left in the Dundee County Stratton season, and Josh Anderson has it. Up top, they'll go to Rotherham. Swings it left side, three, Freeland on the way. This one will not go. Nobody can grab the ball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Axtell. 24 seconds remaining. Overton 51, Randolph 41, a minute and a half in that game. And the Tigers to throw it in. Out on the wing, they'll get it into the hands of Anderson. He'll leave it off in the right-hand corner for Carson Burrell. 20 seconds left. Back to Anderson. Down low, they get it to Zarkowski, and Walter will turn around and lay it in. 10 seconds to go. Last chance here for Axtell. Up the floor with it is Larson. Larson playing a little keep away, just dribbling. I don't think we're going to see a shot. Time will expire, and Axtell advances on to the state semifinals by cruising to a 73-45 win over Dundee County Stratton. Axtell now 23-1 on the season. Dundee County Stratton will end their year at 16-8. Axtell will advance on to the state semifinals tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the Hardington Cedar Catholic Archbishop Bergen winner. You'll hear it on The Breeze 94.5 FM. Folks, if you can't make it down, please pass the word along. That's a different schedule change for us here. We have to move the game to one of our sister stations tomorrow night, The Breeze 94.5 FM. That's where the final would also be on Saturday if Axtell advances on. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute here on KKPR.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Good luck, Wildcats!
And welcome back. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience. Glad to have them on again. As a high school sports sponsor, a longtime sponsor of high school sports, whether you need track spikes or just workout shorts, T-shirts, maybe the hooded sweatshirts and jackets to keep you warm during the cool spring season, soccer balls, bags, and, of course, baseball and softball. Nobody does it better in the area than Misco Sports. You can order your caps, your uniforms for the summer, or if you're playing here in the spring, they've got the bats, the balls, and the gloves for you as well at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Well, we can tell you that Grand Island has lost to Norfolk. Hastings St. Cecilia has defeated Tecama Herman. And here, Axtell up by 21 at half and up by 30 going into the fourth quarter, cruises into a 73-45 win over Dundee County Stratton. We'll get a chance to talk to Coach Brent Heinrichs, and we'll have all the stats coming your way in just a moment. We'll be back in a minute here on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And back on the Mishko Sports postgame show, it was a tough game, but a win today for Overton, 55-45 over Randolph. And we'll update you before we leave the air on all the games so far today in case you missed it. But right now, we'll look at the final numbers. Starting with Dundee County Stratton, Grant Jones, one rebound. Aaron Bainey, 9 points, two rebounds. John Castillo had a rebound. Josh Anderson, 2 points and a rebound. Scott Rotherham had a rebound. Tyler Freeland, 3 points and a rebound. Jordan Feynman, 3 points and a blocked shot of this game. Kendall Glidden, the big senior, led this team throughout the year. He was averaging 23 points and 12 rebounds today. 13 points, 5 rebounds, 8 blocked shots. The freshman, Joe Retley, 13 points and 3 rebounds. And Walter Zarkowski had 2 points. 7 rebounds in the first half, 8 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Dundee County, 3 of 7 in the first half, 5 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, and 2 of 6, in the second half. Dundee County Stratton turned it over 11 times in the first half and 8 times in the second half. And overall for the Tigers today, 20 points in the first half, 25 in the second. Dundee County Stratton, 45 points, 15 rebounds. 8 out of 17 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from three-point land, a total of 9 blocked shots, 8 of those from Glidden, and 19 turnovers as Dundee County Stratton will end the season at 16-8. We'll look at the final numbers for Axtell right after this timeout.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Extel, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at State. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Extel.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
And welcome back to the Mishko Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Axtell Wildcats as everybody got involved. Casey Eggleston ends up with one rebound. Jordan Larson, 2 points, two rebounds. Blake Farrenbrook, 2 points, one rebound. Spencer Feck tied for the game high with 20 points. He hit 4 threes in the basketball game. He had 4 rebounds. Trevor Feck had 7 points, 4 rebounds, and a block shot. Brandon Benson had 4 points. Weston Gustafson, 1 rebound. He got fouled out in the third quarter. He's probably the only kid that didn't have a lot of fun today. They got him for a lot of quick fouls. James Clark, another solid game, 8 points, 6 rebounds. Blake Lobner, 1 point. Bryce Runge hit 4 threes in this basketball game, or 3 threes in the basketball game, and he ends up with 20 points here in the contest. So Bryce picks up 20 points, 2 rebounds off the bench today for the Axtell Wildcats. Also for Axtell, we had Nick Robinson picking up 7 points. He had 8 rebounds, and Eric Lundeen ends up with 2 points and 3 rebounds. I had Axtell for 11 rebounds in the first half and 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first half, 7 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half. They had 8 in the second half. 7 of those came after Coach Heinrichs pretty much cleared the bench and used the second teamers there So Axtell, 41 in the first half, 32 in the second half. They end up with 73 points, 32 rebounds, 8 out of 14 from the free throw line, 6 of 12 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 14 turnovers. Axtell now 23-1 after the 73-45 win advances them to the semifinals tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You can see their Archbishop Bergen or Hardington Cedar Catholic, and Coach Heinrichs joins us. Coach, always nervous before that first game at the state tournament. You come in number one. You know you're supposed to win. You know you're supposed to win maybe kind of big. Overton had their hands full today. They won 55-45. I know you want to know that. They were down at the half. So you just never know. And they throw in that half quarter at the first quarter buzzer, whether it was over and back or not. But still, that kind of keeps them around. And your team really did what they needed to do in the second and third quarter to put them away.
You know, we did. And I was, you know, I don't know why, but I started getting a queasy feeling about this game. Kendall Gooden's a very good player. I coached him, helped coach him the opportunity this summer on the Mr. Basketball team. And closer we got to this game, I had a funny feeling that maybe we'd look past them or, you know, come off to prevent a game that maybe we weren't be focused or wouldn't check out or give him some inside baskets. But, you know, I was really happy. We played hard. We didn't allow him. James did a great job on him from the get-go, not allowing him to get, you know, right to the front of the rim like he likes to do. He kind of weaves his way around and gets there close. And we forced him into 8-10-foot jump shots instead over our guys. And then, you know, they were in that zone, and Spencer Fecht and Bryce Runge, you know, knocked down three-pointers one after another and really got everything loosened up, and that got us going. So we got to build our team on defense, and when we make our shots like we did this afternoon, then things fall into place pretty good, but we can't always count on that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we joked a little bit at halftime. Usually the games I cover, you guys can't throw a three-pointer in the ocean if it was the size of the, I mean, in the day. You know, when the ball is going down, it makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had our ups and downs. This year we've shot a lot better than we have the past couple, and, you know, we worked on some things, brought a guy in this summer, helped us out a little bit. But, you know, I showed a lot of composure, and we knocked down a lot of outside shots. And we've got that now that maybe we didn't in the past. We got that potential. I don't feel bad about our shooting. So, you know, I'm happy. Anytime you get in here, you worry about surviving that first day. The last thing in the world I want to be is one and done here when we, you know, come in with high expectations. I'd have been on suicide watch, I think. But I feel relieved now. I can sit down and relax and watch this game. And we got some stuff on both these teams, and we'll look at that tomorrow in depth. And it's just a relief, a good feeling to sit back and know you're into Friday.
Yeah, you get the longest rest of anybody with the 2 o'clock to the 7 o'clock break. And we talked to the third quarter. The key here was to put Dundee County away so that you could get your younger kids or your bench kids in and keep your starters fresh for tomorrow. That's a big thing if you can accomplish that in the first round at state.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're playing, now we're playing 3 days one way or the other, and, you know, maybe, you know, you always wonder, you don't want to lose momentum or let it on a big, the game end on a big run the other way, but you know, we got some rest for our guys, and Weston Gutherson got plenty of rest.
I was going to say,
he only played about 5 minutes.
He's the only kid that didn't have fun today.
Yeah, but I told him, hey, Wes, tomorrow's your day. You know, a few things didn't go your way today, but that's the way it goes. So we're happy. We're relieved. You know, everybody feels pretty good about us, about ourselves right now, but we just still got to focus on the game at hand, and tomorrow's going to be a battle. Both these two teams here play rigorous schedules, as we do, and their losses have been a very quality opponent, so it's going to be a battle tomorrow night, Pershing, regardless who comes out of this one.
For the fans back home, is there one thing that these two teams do real well that you give a quick scouting report on, or are you still going to be doing that?
Both of them shoot well. Hardington's Cedar Catholic's got a lightning-quick point guard. They both got good size. We played Bergen last year in the third-place game. They're 6'5". Post player caused us some problems. He's back this year. So, you know, Bergen mixes it up a lot. They'll run different kind of defenses, different kind of presses. Kluke Kidd's an excellent outside shooter from Cedar Catholic. I mean, they do a lot of things well, so we got a lot of stuff on them. We were watching things on Dundee County. We took the stuff with us and a projector, so we're going to watch some more stuff tomorrow throughout the day on the after we see which one comes out of this one. That's what we'll do tomorrow. But, you know, they're going to be tough teams, and we better have our A game tomorrow, or, you know, we're going to be in a very, very, very tight game.
Brent, always appreciate you giving us some time. We'll let you get down and talk to the kids. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
We'll see you. Brent Heinrichs, the head basketball coach of the Axtell Wildcats. They win it 73-45, and we'll wrap it up in 1 minute here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck Whippets from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
Want to thank all our fine sponsors. Want to thank our producer, engineer, Grant Sparks. And we've got more basketball coming your way tomorrow. Here's what's happened so far today. In Class A, Norfolk beats Grand Island 69-44. In Class B, South Sioux City over Sydney 67-55. And Ralston eliminates Adams Central 54-42. In C1, Shadron over Wilbur Claytonia 41-32. Minden beats Falls City 46-41. And Hastings St. Cecilia drills Tecama Herman 80-44. Coming up next here on KKPR in about 10 minutes, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Norfolk Catholic. In C2, the game that we just finished, it was Axtell 73 and Dundee County Stratton 45. Tonight, we will have the Ravenna-Sutton game at 7 o'clock here on KKPR and the Breeze 94.5 FM. In Class D1, it was Freeman over Sandhill Stedford 54-43. Emerson Hummer beat Humphrey 56-39. Overton has defeated Randolph 55-45. And finally in D2, Ewing over Hartland Lutheran 58-43. And Hayes Springs beat Gilder in overtime 69-66. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. And don't forget, coming up in just a few minutes, Grand Island Central Catholic taking on Norfolk Catholic. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. Still kind of chilly out there. Check out their Red Legend Columbia ski coats, now half off at Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. 20 points from Spencer Feck and Bryce Runge. Axtell cruises to a 73-45 win over Dundee County Stratton. Keep it here. More basketball coming up.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.